one astrophysicist at night walking and fell into the well and hearing his scream, local villagers pulled him out of the well and villagers asked, how did he fell? He said he was an astrophysicist. He was counting the stars and while walking. And they said, not only counting stars, you should know the geography also. Not only astrophysics, you should know the local topography. And it applies to meditation also, not only on the higher thing, and it enables you to be grounded. It enables you to be grounded day-to-day living. Meditation is brings out the lifestyle change in us. Brings the lifestyle change. Meditation is not just closing your eyes and sitting for a few minutes. Meditation involves transformation of our lifestyle. Without making an effort to change our lifestyle, meditation is not possible. Meditation, last week I touched upon, we all go through three phases in our life, wakeful, dream and deep sleep. We are awake now, conscious. We are conscious of the outer world. Wakeful, it is called as Jagrat. When Christmas shopping, Black Friday shopping and Boxing Day shopping, whole day we are busy get the bargain deal. So busy, when body inside, it gets tired of the outer world. However great is the bargain outside, it gets tired and our soul wants to withdraw. I am tired of this world. I want to withdraw. It goes into what is called a subconscious level, swapna, dream. It starts many things in the dream, unfulfilled. I had so much in my daytime, I could not fulfill. Those things which I could not fulfill, it comes out as a dream. Many things in the daytime, in the Jagrat, we can't fulfill. It comes as a dream and get fulfilled. And when the dream also we get tired of seeing the dreams, it goes into the third one is called as dream is subconscious and Ubhaya Prajna. Partial experience of inner and outer world. In the deep sleep, na prajna, no awareness at all, we go into unconscious state. Unconscious of outer things. If in the deep sleep, even somebody talks to me, I won't know. I won't know in the deep sleep. Totally, we are blacked out. We are totally blacked out. No awareness at all. And when we are aware, wake up from the sleep, we say it is a blissful experience. It was a blissful experience. Why we go into deep sleep? Deep sleep, like in a computer, every day data is backed up. End of the day, whatever our daily transactions, you have to set the balance right, balance sheet. Like a cashier in the bank, end of the day, must tally the accounts before goes home. So, whatever wakeful transactions happened, that balance sheet has to be tallied. In the backup, data backup happens in our deep sleep. Whatever we have done, it is backed up, black box. And that black box cannot be erased. Data cannot be erased. When the soul leaves, it takes that black box along. Black box along, and we can say, I didn't do anything, but the messenger of the death, the Yama, they say, he has the access to your black box. And according to the black box, destination is given. So we going through the wakeful dream and deep sleep, we are accumulating more and more data. In each life, we are doing collecting enough data for at least 10 lives. So we are accumulating more and more data. When the data is there, it has to be emptied. Without emptying, we wanted the data, we acquired the data. Data got to be balance sheet, has to be done. Without having a balance sheet, there is no freedom for that soul. You have to do that one balance sheet. We can't say the creator is unjust. Creator is not unjust. It is our balance sheet. His duty is make sure that your balance sheet is balanced. You are correct. He is helping you to balance, and we cry saying that the creator is unjust. Your balance sheet is so much, so offset. He is giving, you wanted that one, you wanted to go there, you wanted to go there. You planted many seeds. When you have planted many seeds, he will make sure that seeds bear the fruit. When you threw the flavor, so by doing the action, you cannot erase the data. What is the way out? The rishis, they wanted the solution in the wakeful dream, wakeful and dream. In the wakeful, we get happiness, only iota of happiness. Crumbs of happiness we get. The remaining mostly is stress and depression, anxiety, unhappiness. For the crumbs of happiness, we are spending our whole life accumulating so much of dissatisfaction. Rishis thought, not satisfied is crumbs of happiness in the wakeful state, crumbs of happiness in the dream. If I see a good dream, I'm happy. If I see a bad dream, I'm unhappy. I'm not happy in the dream also doesn't give me full happiness. Deep sleep, no awareness. They wanted to find a way to get a full happiness. They, beyond wakeful dream and deep sleep, they said we had to go to the next level. Upgrade to what is called as Thuriya. The fourth level, you have to elevate. See, consciously you draw the happiness. In the wakeful, only crumbs of happiness, dream, happy or sad according to the, in the swapna, according to the type of dream we see. Deep sleep, no happiness. Why? We can't enjoy the happiness. Meditation is allocating a time for yourself for discovering the happiness. The womb, you have to world. We are so busy in the wakeful state. We are going out, looking at the branches, seeking the happiness only in the branch. When you are going out, branches are subject to change. For now, all the branches are filled with leaves. In a few months, all it is emptied. Whatever outside world is subject to change. We are trying to seek happiness in the what is going to change. You can't get a lasting happiness what is subject to change. You have to seek the happiness in the changeless. Like water in the river continuously flows, if there is a bed, river bed is stagnant. So is meditator, they said, rishis. We have to, instead of all these days, we are trying to seek the happiness only on the branches. How about going to the seed, the changeless seed? In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Bijamma sarvabhutanam vidhipartha sanatanam. I am the changeless seed. It's a unique seed. Everything comes out. All branches comes out, but still the seed remains intact. I am that one. Bring your attention to the changeless. Your mind will be at stable. and stable. It is talking about, Sri Krishna talks about womb is the unique seed, changeless seed. And he says, pranava, shabda, shabda, pranava. He is the shabdaham. I am the pranava, changeless seed. Womb is a monosyllable. That is the seed, when it sprouts out, it comes out as A-U-Ma. Shoots comes out, A-U-Ma. A is the wakeful, we say with the mouth wide open. U, lips closer, Ma, lips together. A is the all languages in all countries starts, first syllable starts with A or A, alpha. It starts with A. A means apti. Apti means vyapti. Vyapti means one who takes us out to give us limited happiness is called as A. Who, when we realize this world is giving only a little bit of happiness, I want more, then one starts withdrawing. Wu means utkarsha, starts withdrawing. Withdrawing goes into dream phase. Dream utkarshana. Utkarshana starts withdrawing. Ma means ma, you say, lips further closer. Ma, and ma means manam, in deep sleep you go into no experience. Mana, wakeful dream, and A-U-Ma talks about wakeful dream and deep sleep. Beyond that one, when you say ma, you extend the lips together, extend the, that is called as nada. Nada, nada means the fourth one. It is the fourth level. It is not spoken with mouth wide open, not lips closer or lips further together. And it is, nada is a sound it takes. It's calms the mind. It's a nada. Nada is the sound. Meditator, when he or she goes into the fourth level, hears that nada, the sound. In the, when the person spends time for oneself, starts hearing the sound current within, inner sound current one starts hearing. The sound currents in various pitches one can hear, like in the seashore, so many types of waves. You hear the wave type. In the sound, waves are emitting from each chakra in different pitches. One starts hearing that one, antarnada. That nada, once gets attuned to that one, the nada sound travels only in the space. In the space, akasha. Akasha gives an, it's the platform for the sound. Once one goes within, starts, goes within, hears that one, that person's, the inner space expands. Decluttering goes away. Stress and depression happens because we find no way. Once inner personality expands, akasha expands. In the whatever I speak, it, the sound waves cannot be erased. You, it goes into what is called as Akashic record. People, how rishis, they can tap into so many mantras. Whatever has been spoken, they can tune themselves and hear that one. Bhagavad Gita spoken 5,000 years back, when one starts going within, can tune into that one, starts getting inner message. How it is possible? Through the Akashic record. Akashic record, one goes in and starts tapping into that sound. And once one hears that one, one starts experiencing the happiness unbound. That type of happiness, the my wakeful world did not give. My dream did not give that happiness. My deep sleep did not give that happiness. I am experiencing that type of happiness in my meditation. When you start meditating, new dimension of your personality opens up. Right now, my personality is only outbound. Outbound personality, when I change inbound personality, inbound personality, you are discovering a new world within you. You are no more in stress, anxiety, fear goes away. Because your inner world, nobody is there, you are yourself. You are reveling within, nobody can shake your peace within. Meditation opens up. For that, the Bhagavan Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita allocates one full chapter on Bhagavad Gita, on meditation. On meditation, yogi yunjita satatam atmanam rahasisthitah ekaki yata chittatma nirashira aparigraham. The why meditation, what you have to do, try to spend time for yourself and not to be a social person. Too social person, already your calendar might be full for Christmas holiday. I had 3 weeks holiday, 2 weeks holiday, this party, that party, that party. It says, meditator got to spend time for oneself. Outer world can give, however brilliant is the party, the going to the party is exciting. I got the invite, I had to go. So excited after the party, I come back. I should not have gone. I should not have gone, such a waste of time. And what is for tomorrow? Another party. And when you come back, I should not have gone. And you know your outer world limited happiness. Mind rahasi ekaki, spends time for oneself. Rahasi sthitaha, enjoys one's own company. I start enjoying my own company. Rahasi sthitaha. And nirashi, not too much greedy. I want that one. Aparigraha, minimize your personal needs. Your cloth cabinet, so much of cloth, and you have no space, you are taking other space also. And husband has 2 shirts, that also gone. Why do you need space? Aparigraha. And nirashi, aparigraha. Then it is talking about...
Now the houses are getting bigger and bigger.
Bigger. Shucho deshe pratishtapya stiram asana atmanaham. For that, when you start going within, you discover the purity. Shucho deshe, inside shucho dehe, inside world is so pure. You discover outside so much of mess. Shucho deshe pratishtapya, shucho dehe pratishtapya. In the purity, you start discovering the purity. When Patanjali says, when you start experiencing the purity, you don't want to defile yourself by becoming a loose talker and going everywhere. You want to experience, maintain the sanctity within. Shuchodeshe pratishtap stiram asanam atmanaha. It's talking about when you start experiencing the inner purity, you don't feel like socializing and polluting yourself again. And Sri Krishna talks about tatraikagram manakritva yata chittendriya kriyaha. When the purity is there, your concentration improves, focus in life increases. I have a purpose to achieve in my life. I don't want to too much of socializing. I lose the focus in my life. Why I have come here? What is the purpose? I lose the track. So, to get that one, tatra ekagram manakritva yata chittendriya kriyaha upavishya asane yunjat upa avishya the vishaya upavishaya. Your thinking gets elevated. Thinking get elevated. Upa vishaya asane yunjat yoga atma you start purifying yourselves. Prashantatma vigatabihi brahmachari vratesthitaha manasamyamya machitto yukta asita matparaha. Shri Krishna says, when you start purifying, the purity dawns by contemplating on the most pure. Shri Krishna says, I am the most pure. In the meditation, minus the all-pervading God, it is not a complete meditation. You have to contemplate. Shri Krishna says, machitta, contemplate on, keep me as a focus. I am the highest possible you can attain. When so pure, your data, everyday data, black box, it goes into hibernation, settles down. Only the purity is there. With the pure thought, if the person departs, Shri Krishna says, with the thinking of him, there is no, the stored data in the black box, Yama can't do anything. That, you need not have to come back again. Go out, depart with the pure thought, think of me. So, all your accumulated data, which passionately you acquired in so many lives, will not have any effect. Meditation talks about how to annul the effect of the stored data, so much of data. It is a source of pain and suffering in our life. How to overcome, and time spent for yourself, elevate your thinking, contemplate within, withdraw yourself, and let the dust settle in. With the clarity thought, thinking, your thinking becomes magnanimous. Not only your thinking becomes great, your actions while you are here, maybe at work, how you are dealing with your customer, world, it is enriched living. And when you are departing on a positive note, that meditation enables you to attain that one. Left thumb.